When we think of criminals and their crime, rulers and their ruthlessness, the devil and his devilishness, some think God has abdicated, but he hasn't. God is still on the throne. Let's meet the sovereign that we see in Revelation chapter 4, verse 3. Who's the sovereign? God. His name is mentioned in verse 8. John said he was like a jasper and a sardine stone. In Revelation 21:11, the jasper is described as clear as crystal. Some see in it a diamond. The sardine stone was a blood-red stone. The emerald was green. The jasper stands for the purity of God. It's as clear as crystal. There you have God's holiness and righteousness. The sardine stone stands for the atonement and the avenging wrath of God. It's blood red. The emerald with its gentle green stands for the mercy of God. It's because of his mercy that Jesus shed his blood. Now, let's consider the security. The Bible says, there was a rainbow about the throne. This refers back to Genesis 9:12-17. There was a population explosion. The trend of men's lives was only towards sin. So God destroyed the earth by water. After the flood, he promised, I will never again send another flood to destroy the earth. He added, I will seal this promise with this sign. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds as a sign. Today, we only see a small portion of the rainbow, but when we get to heaven, we'll see it all. Why is the rainbow mentioned here? It shows two things, the might of God and the mercy of God. God will protect those who turn to him, but he'll punish those who turn from him. Before God pours out his wrath, he shows John his mercy. Where are the believers now? In heaven. No judgment can touch them there. Now, look at the spectacle. We see in verse 4 these words, round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. The word seats means thrones. Who are the 24 elders? There were so many priests in Israel, many thousands in numbers, that they couldn't possibly come together at one time or serve in the temple at one time. So they were divided into 24 different courses, and each course had its own elder. So when the 24 elders met in the temple, they represented all of the priests. The elders in heaven represent the whole heavenly priesthood, that is, all the redeemed who have died trusting in the Lord, or who'll be living when the Lord returns. In vision, they were seen not as millions of the saved, but just 24 elders symbolizing all of the saved. There were 12 patriarchs in Israel and 12 apostles. The two together make 24. The 24 elders were clothed in white raiment. White doesn't speak of innocence, but righteousness. Their own righteousness? Oh no, it's as filthy rags. Christ's righteousness. Though we've sinned, by confessing our sins and coming to Christ, we're made righteous. Jesus on the cross took our unrighteousness and gave us his righteousness. Let's say I'm in debt, that I've just purchased equipment to videotape our telecast in our studio to the tune of $500,000. A wealthy man, on hearing of my plight, says, "Trust me, Guido, look to me." I do. He pays my debt and gives me his bank account. That's what Jesus did. He took my unrighteousness and he gave me his righteousness. The 24 elders had on their heads crowns of gold. They couldn't be angels, for angels don't wear crowns. There were two kinds of crowns, a ruler's crown and a victor's crown. These crowns are victor's crowns, and these crowns are rewards for service. When does a Christian receive his crowns? At death? No. At the coming of the Lord. Do you want proof? Oh, you find it in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. "I have fought a good fight," said Paul. "I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." At that day, the day of Christ's coming for the Christians. Revelation 22:12 says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." There are no crowned elders in heaven until after the rapture, because no rewards are given out until the Lord returns for his own. When Mr. Moody lay dying, one said to him, "Sir, you'll soon get your reward." "No, sir," he said, "I won't. Not until all the accounts are in." Two things take place when the Christians are caught up. First, we'll stand at the bema, the judgment or the reward seat. The word bema means a step. It referred to a raised step on which the judge sat. It's written in 2 Corinthians 5:10, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the reward of the deeds done in the flesh, whether they be good or whether they be bad." 1 Corinthians 3 states our works shall be tried. This bema seat isn't the judgment as to whether we're saved or damned. That's now. Reject Jesus now and you're damned. Receive Jesus now and you're saved. You're not going to be lost. You're lost now if you haven't come to Christ. But this has to do with our rewards. No one could be given his reward at death, because the influence of his life goes on and on. Oh, you can't take gold and silver to heaven, nor can you take stocks and bonds. But the Lord spoke of laying up treasures in heaven. How? by giving your silver and gold to save souls. Some millionaires in time will be paupers in eternity. Some paupers in time will be millionaires in eternity. Why? They've given to save souls. Are you giving your gifts to save souls for whom Jesus died? Why don't you exchange your silver for souls?